come back, I'm going to take a few minutes today and talk about something that's really been in my heart of the last few days. And it's regarding some of the choices that we make once we become a Christian. Certainly, I think you all should know me by now. I'm not about casting stones or throwing judgments out there. I do just want to present the word, and then I relate circumstances of how God has worked these things in my life. So let's get right to the word and let's talk about this for just a moment or two. 2 Timothy 2:19. And the last part of that scripture that says, "Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." And what I'm getting at is here is if you name the name of Christ, there is a standard that needs to be set in your life. We need to really be responsible for that. I see a lot of people and I hear a lot of people, they say one thing, but they do another. It really bothers me. And so I just want to take a few scriptures and address it. You know, we got to decide, are we serving God or are we serving mammon? And we got to think on that. And, you know, I hear a lot of people too, you know, sometimes they'll put these scriptures out there, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. And as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord." But really? Because I'm not seeing the follow through of that. You say, "Sister Lisa, that's mighty critical." Well, in your eyes, maybe it is. But I'm telling you what the rest of the world is seeing as well. Do you know that when we put out this double standard, I know we're not perfect. You know that. You know where I stand on that. We know we're headed to that mature place and that place in Christ. And I know that we're not there, but there's a lot of things that we can do along the way. So I'm obviously not talking about a young convert. I'm talking about people that I've fought and who had said they have been serving the Lord for many years, who the ones should be setting examples for the younger ones. And it grieves my spirit when I see a double standard. And I'm going to give you another scripture that says, "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world." That's Ephesians 2:2. We've already talked about what's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Those are the things that are in the world. And if we are always acting and reacting to what is going on around us, then we are no different than anyone. We just happen to tag Christian on the end of our name and on the end of our situation. And that is not pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And actually, it's not a fruitful way to live. You're fooling yourself if you actually think that it's working, because it's not working. Because if you truly examine your life, you're not succeeding in Christ. You might be managing some sort of facade, but deep down you know it's not working. The reason it's not working is because you've not truly made that decision whether you're following God or following mammon. Children of God, these things ought not to be. That's another scripture. Let me get over there to that. That's James 3:10-11. "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter?" I'm telling you, it makes a difference. And not only if I'm seeing it, I can assure you people in the world are seeing it. And we're not doing the name of Christ any favors when we do this. Make a decision today. This isn't salvation. I'm talking about people who have already so-called repented. There might be a need for a whole new level of repentance here. You need to decide, are you serving God or are you serving mammon? Make that choice today. Are you going to follow after the course of this world? Are you going to act and react just like the world in every situation? Is your life continually filled with drama, emotion, tears, all these things, anger, frustration? Are all these things going on in your life? Or are you centered and focused on the Spirit of God? Are you reactionary to everything going on around you? Or are you settled in the Spirit of God and focused on His plan and His purpose for your life? You know why I can say that today? Because He has brought this point home to me so many times that He brought the chastenings on me that got me in line with his word and with his spirit. And it really does matter. When I started letting go of every drama around me and quit trying to put out and control every wildfire, every situation, not just in my personal life, but in my family, in my community, in everything going on all around me. If I quit, when I quit emotionally investing myself in everything that was trotted across my vision, when I quit doing that and I let go, I quit walking according to the course of this world, I quit getting emotionally involved in everything, and I centered my focus on one thing, and that was seeking Him first. That's what the Word of God tells us to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Children of God, do not tell me another story. I'm telling you the Word of God will not fail and cannot fail. When we follow His principles, when we live according to His Word and not according to the course of this world, that's when you will begin to see things change. Not just in your own life, but in your circle of influence around you. And the more people we can get heading in this direction and focusing this way, the more impact we are going to have around us. So I want you to think about that today. I want you to stop acting and reacting to everything that comes across your radar. You know, social media has wonderful possibilities, but it also has a lot of downfall to it too. And you got to be very disciplined if you're going to engage yourself in social media or television or, you know, the hour of a 24-hour news cycle. There's a drama a minute. The same thing on social media. It's a drama a minute. I don't need that in my life, and I'm telling you, you don't either. What I'm telling you is there's a godly way to work out every situation, every single one. You won't give me one situation where there's not a godly way to walk it out. You can't do it, because otherwise that means the God of heaven is a failure, and you know that's not possible. He's not a man that he can lie. His word is truth, and when we live by it and abide by it, that's when the fruit comes forth in our lives. So I want you to think about that today. Are you serving God, or are you serving mammon? Are your actions and reactions always according to the course of this world, or are they lining up with the Spirit of God? In Him is peace. In Him is truth. That's where we need to be. He's the one that gives us peace, not the peace that this world can give, but His peace. And that comes from seeking Him first. God bless you. I just wanted to put these things out there. I want you to take them to heart and think about them. And let's decide. Don't just throw a scripture out there that says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. I mean, live by it. Choose you this day. Are you serving God? Are you serving mammon? It's your choice today. God bless. Bye-bye.